It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the fiscal cliff so dominant in today's news. I will explain why all the fuss about the year end, what the possible impacts could be, and finally, whether this whole hullabaloo is really just aligning the deck chairs on the deck of the Titanic. At the end of the show, I will suggest what you can do to get things moving in the right way. Now, I must profess that I obtained much of the following material from the website about.com. The term fiscal cliff is the popular shorthand term used to describe the conundrum that the U.S. government will face at the end of 2012, when the terms of the Budget Control Act of 2011 are scheduled to go into effect. Among the laws set to change at midnight on December 31st are the end of last year's temporary payroll tax cuts. This will result in a 2% tax increase for workers, the end of a certain tax breaks for businesses, shifts in the alternative minimum tax that would take a larger bite out of high incomes, the end of the Bush tax cuts from 2001-2003, and the beginning of taxes related to President Obama's health care law. At the same time, the spending cuts agreed upon as part of the debt ceiling deal of 2011 will begin to go into effect. According to the magazine Barron's, over 1,000 government programs, including the defense budget and Medicare, are in line for deep, automatic cuts. In dealing with the fiscal cliff, U.S. lawmakers have a choice among three options, none of which are particularly attractive. They can let the current policy scheduled for the beginning of 2013, which features a number of tax increases and spending cuts that are expected to weigh heavily on growth and possibly drive the economy back into a recession, go into effect. The plus side? The deficit as a percentage of GDP would be cut in half. The other option, they can cancel some or all of the scheduled tax increases and spending cuts, which would add to the deficit and increase the odds that the United States could face a crisis similar to that which is occurring in Europe. The flip side of this, of course, is that the United States debt will continue to grow. They could take a middle course, opting for an approach that would address the budget issues to a limited extent, but that would have a more modest impact on growth. My bet, the brainiacs will ultimately agree on the middle option and just push the problem down the road. If they do just push all of this down the lawn to our children and grandchildren, I encourage you to scream bloody murder or learn how to speak Greek. We cannot continue to simply increase the debt level. We are running out of time to fix things before we end up in the same situation as Greece. But the size of our problem will be 32 times larger, 16 trillion to be exact. Why am I worried? Forget the emotion and let's just look at the facts. The budget for fiscal year 2013 projects $3.8 trillion in expenses, but only $2.5 trillion in revenue for a deficit of $1.3 trillion. The cost of interest on the debt and entitlements like Social Security, Medicare, and pension benefits are greater than the revenue. That means the day-to-day federal government, like the military, the other security operations, and the administrative folks, are all funded by credit. That's like only having enough money to pay your mortgage and insurance, with nothing left for groceries, utilities, and gas for your car. It's insane. But it's time to stop talking and start squawking. Fixing the problem will be painful. Everyone is going to be affected, from higher taxes to lower pensions and other entitlement payments. What will it take to fix it? the same as any other problem. Well, lawmakers have got to admit there is a problem. They have to explain it clearly to the people, and we all have to commit to bear the costs. If they just push the problem down the road to avoid the fiscal cliff, hold their feet to the fire. Responsible citizens know this rising debt level will only serve to one day swamp us or our children. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted!
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.